Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working a miracle just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
And it's gonna be.
Listen, don't let negativity, doubt, or your haters convince you that God is not about to bless you. Than what's behind you. You gotta learn how to praise God before you get it. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my season.
It's my season.
It's my season.
It's my season.
And I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
Ministry with our apostle Daniel Wilkinson Carter along with our Pastor Felicia Dotson and the Faith Ambassador Hour of Power broadcast. At this time, I would like to thank everybody that's tuning in to the broadcast, to all the pastor, bishop, evangelists, elders, ministers. We would like to thank you for tuning in and supporting our broadcast. To everybody that's listened to the broadcast, thank you. At this time, I'm asking you to go ahead on and grab your phone. Go ahead on and start texting, start calling, letting people know that we are on at this time. Amen. This time, we're going to pause for a minute, and we're going to have a prayer and a scripture reading. We're going to have the prayer by Pastor Felicia Dotson and the scripture by our Deacon Robertson at this time. Amen. Pastor Dotson.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace, joy, your righteousness that you have carved and made us into. God, we thank you for conforming us to your image and after your own likeness, God. We ask that you forgive us of every sin, God, those we know and those we don't know. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Present us faultless before your throne with exceeding joy. Father, bless everyone under the sound of my voice, whether live or by replay, God. Bless the one that will bring forth the word on tonight. Bless that word. Let it be seed to the hearer, God, that it may bring forth much fruit and produce that which you will have it to produce in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for covering us and keeping us in this time and in this hour, God. We thank you for help. We thank you for strength. God, we thank you for being a provider, and we thank you for being God. We give you all glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we have Deacon Robinson with the scripture.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay. Today's scripture comes from 1 Psalms, verse 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed be the word.
Amen, amen. We thank God for the reading of the word. Amen. At this time, I would like to once again thank you and welcome you to the Staying on Purpose broadcast with our Apostle Daniel Wilkinson Carter and our Pastor Felicia Dotson. Amen. For anyone that's wishing to be a part of the ministry, the online ministry, the church ministry, you can email your simple request to us at faithambassadors247@gmail.com. And somebody will respond back to you and get back in contact with you as soon as possible. To those that want to say, well, you know what? I've been listening to the broadcast. It's been blessing my soul. You know, I want to give a seed. I want to give an offering to the ministry to help support the ministry. To those that's out there that's members and say, I want to pay my tithes, amen, knowing that, you know, a lot of the churches are shut and closed, amen. But you still can pay your tithes by texting the word give at 833-288-3989. To those that says, you know, I've been on here and Apostle really been blessing my soul. The word really been helping me, been strengthening me, been bringing me through tough times, amen. And I want to sow a seed in the man of God's life, amen. You can do that, amen. If you want to bless the man of God on this evening, amen, you can cash app him at $RDANILC. Amen. Once again, we would like to thank God for our apostle, Daniel, amen, Wilkerson Carter, amen. We're going to continue to keep him in prayer and the family in prayer, amen, on the passing of his grandfather, amen, Melvin Carter, amen. We're asking God to strengthen their body, amen. Give them strength, amen. Amen. I also would like to remind you that on Tuesday coming, July the 7th, 2020, the broadcast will entitle The Women Worth. Amen. Guys, just because you heard that title don't mean that you can't call in and you can't tune in. Yes, the women's will be in charge, but it's feel free to sit back and listen. Just like I said on last broadcast, you may come up with a question or something, something you heard and you want to know more about it. We're asking that everybody please tune in on Tuesday for the women's ministry, amen, with the title, The Women Worth, amen. At this time, amen, we're going to go into a short maybe a minute or two songs, Deacon Tony, amen, and then we'll be back with you.
I don't care what I accomplish in my life. I realize that I need the Lord. You need the Lord tonight if you just look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above, needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need the oath. I need thee. I need thee. I need thee in the morning when from evening's rest I wake. I need you to direct my path and every step I take. I need you, Lord, to keep me. I need your mercy and your grace. Yes, I need you more than ever. You promise never to forsake. I wish somebody would help me right through here. Say, I need your. I need.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. How many of you can truly say, I need thee? Amen. I need thee, amen. We can't live without him, amen. We can't breathe without him, amen. We need God, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that song, amen. At this time, we do have a question of the day, amen. Pastor Felicia Dotson, are you on?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Amen, amen. The question of today, I am desperate to save my marriage. My wife is a lady I am deeply in love with, but she admitted that she doesn't love me anymore like a wife. She won't be honest with me about her cheating, but I can feel it. I have smelled it in the air and in her. And she barely have sex with me. When she does it, not like it's been for 9 years. She even making me do stuff we agreed over the years was nasty. I do anything to save my marriage. What do I do?
My God. Jesus. Well, as you all know, of course, my first answer is always prayer and fasting. But I'm sure the man of God has been doing that. Well, I'm not sure, but I hope and pray that he has been fasting and praying and asking what thus said the Lord. But there's no talk of divorce. There's no talk of separation. So there is still, sounds like there's still hope. And because there's still hope, then going back to the basics, because you are deeply in love with the woman that you married, and it sounds like she's shifted without you, then there, now's the time to say, what did I do to get her? What things did we agree upon that now we don't agree upon? What's missing or what's lacking, not necessarily within yourself, but within the connection and the relationship that has brought the division or the going in separate directions. Use wisdom. Use wisdom as you are dealing with your wife. But remember, she is still God's daughter, just as you are God's son. And who else can better tell you how to speak to her, how to speak to her soul, how to speak to her spirit, how to get her attention to know that, one, being outside of the marriage is an absolute no-no. And coming to the table and agreeing that you both are going to pray, you both are going to fast, or whatever you both agree upon to do, but even in that, still, first, seek the face of God. See what God says, because if there is hope for the marriage to turn around, not back to what it was, but to become what the Lord intends for it to be, if it is ordained of the Lord, if that is his will for your marriage, to turn around and it become a testimony that God can work miracles, that God can restore, repair, refresh, and renew in the marriage, then he is the one, the only one, that can tell you how to get back to her heart, how to tap in and be in that place that she will see you and remember the love that she has for you, not had, has for you, because she may be chasing after a feeling and looking for a feeling, and God is the one that can tell you how to get to that place with her. That's all I have, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Deacon Robinson, would you like to say something on this? Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for our Pastor Dodson. Amen. And I hope that he really got something out of it. The key is to pray. Amen. Pray. Amen. And make sure when you pray, when you go to him, you know, you got to wipe out everything that you feel and what you think. Amen. Just pray. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, when you go and you pray about the situation, you thinking about what you feel or what you're going through, you know, you're not really focusing on getting your prayer through. Amen. You got to come to God with a sincere heart. Amen. You got to come to God, you know, knowing that he's going to answer your prayer. Amen. Amen. And I pray that, you know, God's going to turn things. I know God can turn things around. Amen. For you. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn this part over to our Pastor Felicia Dodson. Amen. And we're asking that, you know.
Noah finding grace with God, God giving Noah instructions, and now telling Noah, he says, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. This now becomes a problem because you gotta live, you gotta deal with where Noah is. Because here's a word from Revelation for you. Because sometimes you got to understand that God will give you special grace for your situation, regardless of what it looks like around you. Everybody else is in recession. We're not. Everybody else is struggling. We're not. Everybody else is trying to build for that. You're not. The reason why is because you got a grace for where you are. You might not have a grace for somewhere else, but you got a grace for your place. What is this grace for? Well, grace is I can go to work and do what I'm called to do, even deal with my supervisor, and I can deal with the people around me, and I can deal with going to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can deal with everything that's happening around me. I can deal with all the problems that happen in spite of how I have to go to work. It's given me some special ability to perform in a way that it just doesn't bother me. The thing that bothers you just don't bother me. I got grace to be where I am. I got grace to minister in you. You might not feel like you can minister to 50 people. You got to have 500 or more. But God been too good to me. So I have a special grace. And it doesn't matter who calls me. I can go because I've got faith in God. So what am I saying to you here? When God gave Noah those instructions, God said, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. And now grace kicks in. Because Noah could not build an ark on the sand in any old kind of way. Noah, 4 stories tall. No, resources that I give you. You'll say, Lord, how am I going to pay my bills? Don't ask the God to pay your bills. Ask God for more grace. Give me more grace so that I can go more working, so that I can do more of what you call me to do. Just give me more grace so that I can deal with my landlord, so he'll sell me my house and skip over my rent. God, give me more. And he goes to build this ark. The Bible now declares that the ark is now prepared. All the people are laughing at Noah. Everybody's looking at him. How are you going to build this crazy old mess in the middle of the desert? Just as they're looking at you right now. How is it that you're going to be faithful when all the problems are around you? How is it that you're not going to be running out in the streets with all the men are in the clubs? How is it that you're not going to just bow down to any old kind with all the best brothers, with all the most money, seem to be out in the world? But you got to look at them and say, baby, I understand what you're saying. And I know that I can pay my bills anytime I want. But God's given me grace. And I don't want to preach grace for nothing. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for grace. I know he would do it, but God's giving me grace, and I can't preach grace just because I'm desperate, just because I'm hungry, just because I'm feeling some kind of way. I cannot preach grace. Oh, in order for me to walk in grace, I've got to walk in instructions. I've got to do what the Bible calls me to do. I'm trying to work out in my mind, Mother. I try to understand you, Eve. Why is it this thing threw me off and I couldn't get it? Pastor, I couldn't figure this one part out. Because the Bible says I can understand the part where Noah lived perfect and upright before God. I can understand the grace part. I can understand that he walked with God. And I can understand God said to Noah. But what I could not understand. Is this part right here? In verse number 14. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark. Shall pitch it in within and without the pitch. I can understand everything else, Connecticut. I can understand everything else that God was showing me here, but the challenge came when I had to deal with how it is that God said to make it. And then began the Holy Ghost to deal with me. And he began to show me that gopher wood is special stuff. Gopher wood is special wood. I had to understand, why is it that God would, how is it that these animals, you got two animals, you got every kind, you got your rats, you got buffalo, you got deer, you got lion, you got giraffe, you got a raccoon, you got everything on the boat, you got snake, you got a tiger, you got panther, you got bear, you got all the animals on the boat. How are the This is the part that shook my boat. I could understand the obedience. I could understand all of it. But when I did all of the math, everything worked out. But when it came to the fact that you got all these animals on a four-story tall building floating on the water, the earth is flooded, how are they using the bathroom? It shook me when the Bible said in the next chapter that the door was closed. And that God closed the door. Oh, God, I wish I could preach that. Oh, God, I had to close the door. Dear Lord, help me now. Because you got to understand that when God gives you instruction, you got to learn how to close the door. You got to learn how to lock it out. Don't let everybody hear it. Because when a storm comes, God has anointed you. And not everybody else is going to come into the ark of God.
Glory.
It got heavy, Janine. I had to try to figure it out.
Glory to God.
And then the Holy Ghost began to deal with me. And he began to deal with me. And he showed me Noah's ark. And he said, this is the biggest ark that has ever been made. Then he showed me the smallest ark. And he's, okay, this is Moses. And Moses is in the ark because Moses' mother made an ark for him. Put him in the ark and sent him down the Nile. Then we've got a larger ark because now the word of God, the tabernacle surrounded the ark of God. They kept the tabernacle and the tent around it, but it was an ark. It was a box. It was a box. And inside of the box were holy things. So it is that an ark protects something, and an ark is something that is something significant, because the ark usually carries something from a biblical perspective, something pretty sacred. The ark kept Noah, the ark kept Moses, and the ark kept the word of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It gets real serious. Let's go into step three. It's a little deeper, but we can handle it because we got grace. Am I right?
Yes.
The Bible says now that the ark is floating on this water. God has shut the door. They're floating on the water with all of these animals. And I ask God, Lord, why the wood? God said, my people need to know that I made them like that wood.
Hallelujah.
What is it about this wood that's so significant? Gopher wood is a fairly significant thing because gopher's wood is known as seeping wood. And whatever goes into the wood goes
glory,
out of the wood. Glory. It doesn't hold on to anything. It doesn't let anything get stuck in it. You're super right in it. They go right up in it. That is what God wants you to be made of. Come in and hold on. It wouldn't be right if you were not understanding who you are. And you've been putting so much emphasis on this and that. But God said, I gave you some responsibility. Look at your neighbor and say, I got responsibility. I don't understand your response because I have to offer you a challenge. And here is your challenge. Your challenge is not that you are trying to make it into somebody else's ark, but your challenge now becomes to become an ark for the safety of believers everywhere. That anybody that comes to you with the same opportunity that Noah had, you now have become the persons that are building yourself as an ark of God, and then as this building, this sacred place where God places his word inside, you now become the ark just like Noah. Just like Noah built the ark, I'm a Noah today. Building about 50 arches. God made you of some special stuff. It's some sleeping stuff inside of you. It's some stuff that no matter what hits you, it seeps out the other side. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. It seeps out the other side. It don't matter how bad it feels today. It's seeping out of the other side. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you made us some special stuff. You made us some stuff that even though the world is here, it's seeping out anyhow. Even though acid hits it, seeping out anyhow. Desiccation hits it, seeping out anyhow. Words hit it, seeping out anyhow. Lies hit it, seeping out anyhow. God did not just make you, but God made you of some special stuff. I learned in the Navy a word called integrity. And what integrity means? It means that if a missile hit the ship, integrity says you have to cleanse all that area before it sinks the ship. And I want to rely on some believers in here that feel like they've been hurt by somebody. So use some integrity with your anointing and realize that what hit you wasn't meant to sink you.
Closer to God.
day if I were so bold to believe your situation, the flood in your life, I would tell you to man up. You made us some special stuff. You came easy. You ain't gonna sink because you're going through something. You ain't gonna drown because it looked bad. The water's coming up from beneath. The water's coming down from the sky. It was coming from everywhere. But yeah. Obedience, grace, bless you.
Yes.
If you obey God, he'll bless you.
Yes.
Somebody ain't here trying to make this hard decision. It wasn't hard when you got married, so why is it hard now? You ain't got to be fighting over nothing, struggling over nothing, worrying about how you're going to do it. If you had faith to get saved, how you going to have faith to get saved in a God you ain't never seen and worried about a rich man or a lawyer or a doctor that you can see? You got to be grateful that God opened your eyes to see. God blessed you. Now become ox.
Yes, yes.
I anoint every one of you right here and now to become God's ox. That everywhere you float, you're covered. Everywhere you go, you're straight. Everything you're going through right now, you're just floating to where God wants you to be. Don't you allow the things inside to penetrate you. Don't you allow those things going on around you to penetrate the anointing on you. You were made of some special stuff. You were made of the Holy Ghost. Take this time before the foundation of the world. You were made of more than what you look like. And you better learn how to tell the enemy, you keep on pushing me, you keep on pushing me, you keep on pushing me, don't push me, don't push me, come on, look to the end of the world. If I ever lose my mind, I'll lose it. If I ever lose my place, I'll find it. No matter what. Don't push me. Because you might push me into the anointing. You might push me into my death. You might push me into an issue. But you better believe God's going to bring me out.
You're the fountain. Just like the prodigal son, Do it, Lord. God, my God, come on. My God.